Hello and welcome back to Fully Blooming. It has been a while, quite a few months now. I think the last one was in November. And a lot has happened, a lot has changed, as usual, as happens with life. And this episode is the perfect way to come back into this. I recorded it back in March this year, 2024, with my dear, dear friend and soul sister, Elena. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did recording it and then listening back to it and laughing, crying, all the bits. It has been split into two episodes, so this is part one, and I hope you enjoy them both. Hello, 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 and welcome to Fully Blooming with me, Ola Parks. In a world where we are inundated with information telling us what to do and who to be, this podcast is here to remind you that you already have all the strength, power, and wisdom within you to fully bloom, and your intuition is the key to unlocking it all. Enjoy the episode. Hello, and welcome back to Fully Blooming. It's been a while. This is now season three, and what better way to kick it off than with one of my soul sisters, Elena. She's in Mallorca, I'm in Switzerland, and we've just realised that a year ago yesterday, we recorded a podcast on her podcast, Joyfully Living, and we were in Switzerland, and we did it on her bed, where she was living with her family at the time. And of course, we've done it a year and a day later. So welcome, Elena, and thank you for joining me. As always, it's been a while that we wanted to do this together, but finally we got round to it. And a little introduction to Elena. So how we met, first of all, we met in Mallorca 2 years ago? 2021?
It was
22?
In September 22. It was on the 13th of August on my friend's birthday. Yeah.
There you go.
When she turned 30. And she's turning 32 this year. So it's like a year and a half ago.
Wow.
Just a year and a half ago.
Wow.
Or a little bit more, I think. That's funny.
Okay. Yeah, wow. And yeah, we got chatting, and I think we spoke about it on the episode we did together, but we just got into our bubble and started chatting, and then people were leaving and we didn't realize, and it was just one of those magical connections where you know you've just met soul family. And then we realized we were very similar paths, and also 5-1 manifesting generators. And yeah, Elena has opened up so much for me. She opened up my heart in more ways than one, has taught me how to start living from the heart, how to speak my truth, and really pushes me to just be the best version of myself all the time. And yeah, there's so much more that I could say, but now she is a transformation coach. She is a shamanic practitioner and works with inner child work, healing. There's so many different aspects to it, as well as being a singer, which is very exciting. Finally, it's starting to bloom. As well as, yeah, holding workshops in Mallorca. So yeah, is there anything else you'd like to add before we get started?
Thank you for this beautiful introduction. Yeah, I mean, you said so many different things, and I feel like the essence of what I want to serve in this world is to help people truly live from the heart, which is kind of what you mentioned as well with your own journey when we met. And yeah, in whatever form, how can we really rest in our hearts and live from this place and create from this place? And yeah, this is my biggest passion. And that's where the singing is, well, the singing, you can't sing like with this purity and this healing vibration if you're not in your heart, you know? So it's very connected. Yeah.
And it's been really interesting to watch our journeys unfold, because for me it's very much about intuition, and for you, and it's kind of a little bit deeper within the body, and for you it's very much from the heart. But to see how the synchronicities and how it's so, it is the same thing, and it's what, whether we call it the heart or intuition, it's yeah, fascinating how we identify with it and how we tune into it ourselves. And yeah, there's so many different aspects to our journey that we've had together. So our time at the festival, our time in Madrid afterwards during the eclipse season, and
Yeah, I think I feel very grateful to have you in my life to have shared those experiences. And I know that when I'm going through energy shifts and transformations and expansions, I can call you up and you're like, yep, yeah, cool. That makes sense. Whereas I think the majority of people are like, what are you on? But it's changing. It's changing. But yeah. So just thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's so beautiful to have you in my life as a soul sister and always having each other and speaking the same language. And we're like what we talk about, we're in the same, we get it, you know? It's
Yeah.
important.
And speaking of,
Yeah.
we are both in our Saturn return at the moment. And so my moon peaked on the 5th of March and yours peaked on the 7th of March.
Which is literally like 4 and 2 days ago. On the same week we did the podcast last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool synchronicity,
So we've been
which was
diving
totally
deep
not
into,
planned.
absolutely
Yeah.
not. But we've been diving deep into our own Saturn return and our charts and our houses and things, which will probably, that would be a really interesting podcast actually to do, I think, just
Yeah.
for people to start understanding what that means. And it's, yeah, as soon as we kind of identified what our houses were, it really made a lot of sense, all the stuff that's going on and the shit that's hitting the fan. But on that
Absolutely.
note, let's get started on today's topic. So we had a conversation about a month ago, I think, about safety and sanctuary. And I would love for you to kind of just start exploring what does that mean to you and how can we start tapping into it ourselves. And yeah, if people are like, well, safety is, you know, having a roof over your head, having stability, having control, I think we've learned the hard way that that's not safety.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful topic and such an important topic, and you can go in so many directions with this. But for me, safety is, like you said, the foundation of everything. If we don't feel safe, our nervous system is not relaxed and we're not available to fully receive life and be open to life. And when I spoke about living from the heart, it's for me, it's about that inner safety, because it's also, it's about the external safety, like you said, like having a roof over your head, having food, money, like all these different aspects that we need as a basic needs as humans. But then there's also the inner safety. And I feel the inner safety is so important to cultivate. Because when we feel safe inside of ourselves, we can manage any type of situation that happens on the outside. And it's kind of when we speak about the topics of like masculine and feminine, right? Shiva Shakti. And in my work with, or like how I've been exploring Tantra, cultivating that inner Shiva has been like a really big foundation of being able to express your Shakti. For us to fully express our feminine heart, to feel our emotions, to be creative, to be like all that we are as a feminine being, and not just women, men as well, in their feminine creative expression, for us to fully be able to embrace that and like, yeah, like be this fully expressed human, we have to have that inner safety, which is cultivating that inner Shiva. And that's, you know, why meditation practice exists, breath work, like all these different tools that we have to get to this, I am safe no matter what. I got me. And for me and for you as well, as this is a very spiritual topic as well, because it's not just I'm safe in my body, you know, as Elena. I am held by something so much bigger. I am held by the universe. I am provided. I'm loved. No matter what, I can find this. And of course, like life comes and we get overwhelmed and like we get triggered and like all life is coming with all these different things, because also kind of like what people say, it's like it's testing you. For me, it's more like it's an opportunity. Life is giving you an opportunity to strengthen that inner safety, strengthen that inner knowing, strengthen that love inside of you, strengthen to be like, okay, so all this happening so that I can like Ooh, I can even be with this. I can even be with this. And it's not easy. Like, of course, like when you get overwhelmed and like it's too much and life happens, you know, and we can get into the like despair and the like using all these mechanisms, like when the nervous system doesn't feel good, overeating, addictions, like whatever we do to feel safe, right? Because that's what we do. Like nervous system has learned from childhood how to feel safe, because that's what the root comes from, right? Like we learn these different mechanism or these ways that once served us as a child to feel safe. And then as adults or as a sovereign beings, we can recognize that and be like, I can see that you're using these patterns to feel safe, but I got you. And we don't have to do that anymore, which is the inner child healing is in a way of reparenting. And again, it's coming back to that inner Shiva, that inner, I got it. We don't need to do those things because I am inherently safe at all times. And I feel so honestly like this is a life work. This is a life cultivation. This is not, you're not going to get to one place and then everything's fine. You're always going to have more to expand into, more energy to hold, like more whirlwind, and which is kind of like the Shakti, right? Like they're you know, these things are happening and like you're getting hit in the face, and then Shiva is like, I got this, you know. I feel like I went to many different directions here, you know, you never know where it will go. But
No, I love it.
again, coming back to full circle, it's and then yeah, this is and now I spoke a lot about the inner safety that we cultivate. But however, like how we've spoken many times, it's also about okay, so maybe my inner child and I had a traumatic experience, or you know, there are certain things that actually are really hard for me to feel safe with. So we're also allowed to express our needs. Hey, this is, I feel really unsafe when this happens. And then we've had that, you know, in our relationship. Like when I feel, I have this thing where I feel when there's a lot of uncertainty and not like in life, like I'm very like with life uncertainty, it's okay. More like the day-to-day uncertainty, like not knowing, like having like we're gonna meet up and then you don't know the time, like I don't know, that kind of makes me really unsafe. And then I express that, it's like I feel really unsafe when this happens. Can you be more clear with your words and commit to your words and always tell me what's up, because that makes me feel safe. But at the end of the day, can I be with that uncertainty and still be like I'm fine? So it's kind of like this both ways, like right? We can express our needs, and I think that's really powerful, because then we are allowing ourselves to be seen and be vulnerable with other people and really like backing ourselves up as well, and not just allowing everything because Shiva is holding me. It's like, yeah, that's great, but also there's like we live in a material world, and we there's that's why it's a paradox, you know. It's like we're going in from both directions. So anyways, I think that's what I would love to share about this to start.
Love it. Yeah.
I can go like so long, but yeah, cool.
No, absolutely. And I think for so many people, we don't know what that safety within us feels like. We don't know. And it can be as simple as just relying on yourself to get through a situation where you are triggered, and rather than lashing out or reacting, can you sit with that? And it's that. That took me a very, very long time to know that I was almost putting myself in a situation, maybe speaking my truth and knowing that it was going to feel incredibly uncomfortable, but I was going to get through it and it was going to be okay. And actually having the tools and having building up that trust, whether it's that trust with your intuition or your heart, that I can get through this and I will be okay. It's going to be fucking uncomfortable, but I'm going to be okay. And yes, maybe I will go to my tendencies to maybe go scroll on Instagram or eat or like go into full on exercise or control or whatever. We're human at the end of the day. We're not looking for perfectionism, but it's always that kind of knowing that, hey, I can do that for a day or a week, but I know at some point I'm going to come back to me. And it's just having that safety. And I feel that we go through challenges and lessons, and they all get harder and harder because
Yeah.
they're like, you've done the first round, you sort of smashed it, like you feel safe in that situation now. And it's almost that, like, that spiral, right? That sometimes we go through the same
Yeah.
initiation again and we're like, hey, I thought I'd already worked on this, why am I going through this again? But it's again that deeper level, and it's again, like you said, there's no end to it. Unfortunately, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It is just, it
Yeah.
goes deeper and deeper and you learn more and more about yourself. And I think the life will throw you situations to test you. And it's that saying of life is not happening to you, it's happening for you. And I know,
Yeah.
again, that can be quite triggering for a lot of people because it's, you know, there's aspects of privilege and all of these other things, but it's, can I sit with, yes, everything is falling apart. And I know the month before my peak Saturn return, I mean, I know I was talking to you about it, but it was everything, like what I thought was certain, just all crumbled away. And
Yeah.
it was even things that physically in the material world hadn't crumbled away at all. In my mind, I had already outgrown it, or I was already thinking, oh, I need to do something different. Or, and just even that process of my intuition saying, hey, we're done with this, that was really unsettling for me. And that felt very, very unsafe because I didn't have that
Yeah.
certainty. And as humans, we think we have so much control. We think we have so much certainty. We don't at
No,
all.
not
And
at
it's,
all.
that's been the process of letting go of plans, letting go of what we had imagined for the future. And I think that's why it's interesting with kind of manifestation, and also didn't realize that it was going to go this topic, but with kind of holding on to something so tightly and being like, this is
Yeah.
what I want. And that's why I always say with friends and clients, it's, can we think of how we feel when we have that? Is it a sense of safety? Is it, oh, you know, I think having a mansion, for example, is going to make me feel safe. Is it? Can I find that
Yeah.
safety in a different way? And my intention, of course, we, it's nice to have rooting, it's nice to have grounding, and as the human version of us, we need that. But at the same time, it's, you know, I, the last 3 years, I've been very ungrounded physically in terms of I haven't had a base, I haven't had somewhere that I can call home. And what it taught me was, hey, I need to find that safety within myself. I need to find that home and that love within myself rather than looking externally for it.
Yeah.
And I think you mentioned the nervous system and how, you know, clients come and they say, yep, I want to do this trauma work and I want to go deep and I want to do this inner child work. And it's, your body's not going to even start to look at that or uncover that if your nervous system isn't calm. There's
Yeah.
no point because you're going to re-traumatize yourself. And it's, so that is the kind of foundation, right? That nervous system regulation and nerve, just keeping
Yeah.
that nervous system as calm as you can and literally just taking a deep breath and dropping your shoulders in a stressful situation. Or it doesn't have to be huge, you know, 90-minute yoga practices, or it can just literally be little check-ins every day of, am I taking a breath? Can I just relax? Can I, and at the end of the day, it's,
Yeah.
can I relax? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so many ways to calm our nervous system and finding the ways that work for us. And I've been also been taught this, although I don't really do it because it's just not the way I work, but it worked for many people to have like a resource list, even to be like when hit shits the fan and you can't think because you're like on survival, like look at that list, even though again, personally, I'm not doing this. I just felt like sharing it. It's like having this kind of like feel like you have like a safety net that you can look at and be like, oh, that's what work. And of course, you then have to go do it. But like there's so many ways to calm our nervous system, like really finding those ways that work for us, like go to nature, take a nap, have a hot cup of tea, and call a friend. Like there's just so many ways that can help us to come down. Because if we are not, like you said, calm, there's no point to do anything. There's no point to do anything because you're actually acting from the mind, you're acting from fear. And I honestly feel as well that fear stems from the fear of not being safe. No matter how you want to put the fear, like where the fear goes, if you want to root down what fear actually is on the deep sense, is this unsafety, fear of death. Like it's like that primal, deep fear. And then if we can provide that to ourselves, like, well, I am safe. Then again, like it's like, again, like you said, it's coming back into this inner safety. And I also feel that when life throws things to us, it's easy to fall into victimhood. Like, oh, this is happening to me, like you said. And having this, taking responsibility, I actually created this in some ways. Because we, I know this is such a cliche thing to say, we create our reality. But it's true. We are unconsciously recreating all of those situations. We're not consciously like, oh, I really want that. I really want someone to burn my house. Like, no. But something is creating that for you, and you're doing it for yourself so that you can confront that and grow through that and again find that inner safety and that no matter what, I don't need the house. I don't need like anything actually. Like you said, grasping on, you know, holding on, like manifestation, like I need that. I need this. I need that. How can you just open your palm and open yourself up to receive? Yes, have desires. Have all of that, but ultimately open yourself up to receive what life wants to bring you. I honestly like there's like a, I'm not religious, but God for me is the universe, and like God for me, it doesn't have a charged word. It's not a charged word for me. Like I say that God's plan is better than mine. Like I know nothing. My mind is limited. It's based on survival. It's based on feeling safe at the end of the day. I don't know anything. It's all conditioned. I don't know anything. Like I might think that I want that, but maybe there's something way better for me. You know, and then that comes back to safety and trust. Do I trust that I am provided for, or do I need to go and grind and get it? I need to get that thing and I have to get it now, you know? Or like, I think I want that. And I would, and how does that feel like? Like you said, like, how does it feel like to have that? Okay, cool. I would love to feel like that. So I'm going to feel like that right now. And I'm going to trust that I am held in this embrace of Shiva, of this. Of God, of the universe, and trust that I am being provided for, and it's going to come in the way that's the most aligned for me. I don't need to figure it out. I actually, it's like such a relaxed state to be in. We don't have to grind. We don't have to fight for anything. We don't have to try and get anything actually out of life. We're not here to get something out of life. We're here to just receive the abundance and magic of life. And it's all here for us. And the more we can relax and open ourselves up and open the palm to what can be received to us that is for us, like, oh my God, it's so nice. Like, oh, I just feel like I can just take a breath and relax and enjoy every moment. It's not about getting somewhere. Like, what is right in front of you? What's right in front of you right now? And I think if we can be here, it's so much easier to feel safe. Because we don't have to prove anything, we don't have to do anything, we don't have to, we will naturally do things because that just, it will naturally happen that we do things, but we don't have to do it from here, from the mind. And I feel that's also when I speak a lot about, or for me, it's very important, it's been very important for many years now, how I don't want to, again, figure it out and create everything. I want to be moved. I've been saying that for so long. Like, can I just open myself up to be moved by something greater? And that's how I can actually truly be of service and truly be open to life, to be moved. Again, I don't know what's best for me, actually. But for me to even get to that place of like being moved, I need to feel so fucking safe. So it's like, and if you are just moved, then you're just in the surrendered state. And it's just the most magical way to live. Yeah. I can go in so many directions on this topic.
No, that was so beautiful. And I
Yeah.
think that's the difference. I don't know why I keep coming back to manifestation for some reason, but it's this, rather than figuring out the how, it's can I put the intention out there and trust that I'm going to be moved, I'm going to be led to get me there.
Yeah.
And I don't need to figure it out. Yes, at times, of course, especially working with the moon and things, there are certain points where it is, really good to have a step-by-step plan and put things into action. And sometimes there are those things. But again, that's not coming from a place of need or stress or kind of want. It's almost this place of, this is just where I'm being led. And it's,
Yeah.
now, and I realized I did it this morning. It was, what do I want to do today? I'm not working this weekend. What do I want to do today? And I was just pulled to do this podcast, and then I'm going to go and sit and work in a cafe. And it's like, I don't know why. Like, I mean, of course, I know what I'm going to do when I get there, and I know what work I want to do, but it's, I'm really excited to do that. And we've spoken about it,
Yeah.
Joy for Living, your podcast. It's living from that place of joy. What brings you joy? What lights you up? But again, you're not going to be able to
Yeah.
tap into that. You're not going to be allowed to be led, because if you're living from your mind, if you're not allowing yourself to open up your heart, if you're not following your intuition, if you're not uncovering all of these conditioning and unpeeling all of these layers, and it's,
Yeah.
for me, it's, I don't even think about it now. I'm like, what do I want to do today? And it comes straight to me. And maybe I'll be
Yeah.
walking to that cafe to work in, and I'll be diverted. And if it's a
Yeah.
full body yes, if it's a excitement, a joy, then I'll go and do that. But it's rather than having
Yeah.
this very strict, very masculine structure to our lives, it's
Yeah.
allowing us to flow and allowing us to be, yeah, I love that, to be led by something greater than
Yeah.
ourselves, whether it's our higher selves, whether it's the universe, whether it's whatever you want to call it. It's
Yeah.
that excitement and that not knowing.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I said before we started, I'm quite sick at the moment. It hit me on Thursday. I was like, where has this come from? And last night, all I wanted to do, all that was lighting me up, was to go out and dance and sing. Not sing, like, sing with 100 other people screaming my head off in an Apro bar. And this morning, that gave me the life that I needed. And it's this
Yeah.
getting out of the shoulds and getting out of, you're sick, you should go and rest. I feel so much better today than I did yesterday. Because for me, also sickness, and
Yeah.
it's that, it's a stagnant energy. Something is wanting to come out, something's wanting to be cleared. And, for me, anything to do with the head is that you're it too much in your head. So it was,
Yeah.
okay, let's get into my body. Let's do something. Let's move. Let's just enjoy ourselves in a very
Yeah.
not brain use way, if that's a word, and go and do that. And I think that's, but again, you cannot, for me, it's really interesting. I feel like my intuition switches off when I don't feel safe. And I kind of have this panic of like, oh my God, where is it gone? Where is it gone? It's still in there, but it's, my body's gone into fight, flight, or freeze response because my nervous system isn't safe. And it's, if I, when I was kind of going through a lot last month, it was every day, it was like, what can I do to come back into my body? And rather than trying to
Yeah.
think, I need to get back my intuition, I need to reconnect to my intuition, it was, hey, can I just take the one step to just calm my body and just come back into my body? And that was
Yeah.
continuously my intention. And
Yeah.
of course, it's going to come back. It's not run away anywhere,
Yeah.
but it's the ability to, at the end of the day, look after yourself and do
Yeah.
what is best for you without, we've spoken a lot about this, but without what society is telling you. And yes, I was sick. In theory, the best thing I could have done, should have done, is stay in bed and have an early night. Instead, I was up till quite early in the morning. And that was the best thing for me at that moment. But if I had had that conditioning, and it's taken obviously a long time to get out of that, but I was just following what my body wanted. And
Yeah.
for it, I feel so much better. But the shoulds, and what we're told is good for us.
Yeah,
Yes.
this is a big one.
Oh, I know. I
This
was like, I'm just gonna drop
is
it
a
in there
big
and
one.
off you go.
Oh my God. Well, you speak to something. Trusting and following our intuition, our heart, you have to cultivate that trust. To feel safe is the foundation of everything. It's the foundation of creativity, the foundation of being able to listen truly to yourself, to your truth, like to be like in the heart, in the body. Like you're not gonna. So, anyways, safety first. But we're not gonna be able to like, well, we said that many times. Like, are we gonna say it a million more times? I don't know. I don't know if you listen to this, did you get it? Like, we gotta feel safe. Like, this is like But I wanted to just mention as well that it's not about like, okay, I'm gonna train myself to feel safe and I'm gonna like go crazy and like drop everything in my life and quit my job and like do the crazy radical thing. Like, that might not be the best for your nervous system. Like, you are like stretching bit by bit and being kind to yourself in the process. Like you mentioned earlier as well, like, yeah, maybe you're going to get into old patterns. Maybe you're going to want to control. Like, we all have these ways we want to control. Like, I just laugh when I see it. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm not, li I don't need control. It's like, okay, well, look at that, you know? We all want to control because we want to feel safe. How can we loosen up the control bit by bit and be kind towards ourselves, compassionate? Like, yeah, I went back to the old pattern. Yeah, that happened. I tried to control that. It's okay. You don't have to bash on yourself. You are learning, you're growing. There's no, we're not, we're in the life marathon. Like, you're not here to speed to the finish line. Like, you are like, you're here for life. And it's perfect as it is all the time. And I feel with you when you said now, you had the courage and the trust in yourself to do the opposite of what you've been taught. You know, you did that thing that for in your conditioning was the opposite because you have cultivated that trust in your intuition. You have followed your intuition and follow your heart like so many times that you learn, oh my God, when I do that, it's good. So it's actually something we have to train to feel safe. Like, if you don't feel safe to follow your intuition, it's fine. If you've never done it before, like obviously it's going to feel scary. So on small things, small practice, like a little bit, little bit, little bit, and it's going to be more and more and more and more and more. And now with my pregnancy, which was like a big test
Sorry,
for me, probably, but
an announcement. I couldn't get the words out.
I got.
Elena is pregnant.
Yeah, I'm pregnant. Which is like, yeah, such a journey. And when I found out I was pregnant, like, oh my goodness, like the mind and the heart, the intuition, the fear, the truth, love, fear, mind, whatever you want to distinguish these two polarities we have. It was like war. Well, it wasn't war, it was war in the mind, and then the heart was like, this is perfect for you, Elena. This is exactly what you need. Like, this child is coming to serve you. This is to support you. Like, this is yours. Like, quiet, you know? When we talk about intuition and heart, like, how does it feel like? It's like this, of course. But we have to feel safe to be able to listen to that. Like, when I was in war in the mind, like, there was no way for me to listen to the heart. Once I was listening and I deeply listened, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this is great. But then the mind just went on like way crazy. And I went on this whole cycle and spiral and like roller coasters and all the fears, you know, like with my, I don't have my career all together. I don't have good finances. I'm too young. Like, I want my freedom. Like, what? And also, Ignacio, my partner, like, we're not been together long. Like, you know, we went like crazy. It made no sense. Makes no sense of a child now. Like, what the fuck, you know? Like, that just doesn't make any sense at all. But my heart kept saying, like, just calm, like, of course. And it wasn't until I claimed it. And again, coming back to taking responsibility of what's coming to you and choosing, powerfully choosing. I wasn't choosing. I was kind of like, okay, I'm pregnant and I'm just kind of like, I don't want to do anything about it because I didn't want to take an abortion. And I also didn't want to claim it because it was too scary. So I was kind of like in this middle ground. And because I was in the middle ground, the head was like going crazy. And I was kind of like a victim to the situation. This will happen to me. But that doesn't happen to me. I created that. And even when I look back at when I got pregnant, like, yeah, it wasn't a conscious choice, but obviously I wasn't taking a risk. Obviously I was playing with life, which I always do, like, oh, let's do this risky thing and see what happens, because I'm a bit spontaneous like that, you know? And then I have to deal with it. Life gave me back my thing, and I have to now choose. And when I was like, okay, shut up, everything. I'm done with this. I'm gonna come back to the heart now, and I'm gonna dare to choose. I'm gonna dare to listen. And it was again so clear, same thing it said from the beginning. And I dared to choose that. And that created a whole new opening and trust in my heart. I was like, oh my goodness, this whole time my heart said that, and I didn't trust it because it was too big of a thing. It was too much fear. It was too big for me to even grasp. Like, that's such a big life decision. But then once I really chose that, it was like a complete transformation. Like, the mind just dropped. I was in my power. I'm in the biggest initiation. It's just like such a blessing. Like, how I am cleaning up my life, and I thought my life was clean, but you see all the ways that you're acting small or being like a child or acting on your fears and like all these things, like everything, just like opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. And yeah, it's been hard. And you can look at it as life is doing it to me. But actually, I'm like, thank you for all of this stuff coming to me, because an opportunity for me to stay in my truth, speak my truth, dare to be me in my full power. And it's whoa. But I would never be able to do this if I didn't feel safe. I felt like, I know this is for me. For some reason, I have been taught everything otherwise. And even just the pregnancy journey, like, you shouldn't eat that, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, shut up. Shut up to everything what I've been taught. Everyone says about pregnancy, everyone says about this is how it should be, and this is, you should do that and that and not that. And not, it's like noise. And I've been able to just delete all of that and come back to the body and my womb. What do I need? What's right for me? And it's like, holy shit. And that's it. But again, like, that's because I have this cultivated that safety inside of myself to be able to do that. And imagine if every person on this planet felt loved and safe, and they're like kind to yourself, compassionate, just like, ah, and dare to follow like this calling inside. It's like, it's everything. And how I feel like the big piece here, compassion and love in the process. And we have been taught so many things that doesn't make any sense, because you're the only one that knows what's best for you. You are the only one. There's no one else can tell you, actually. No one else. Not astrology. We're Saturn return. This is what's happening to me. Like, yeah, of course, we have tools and we have guides and we have all these different things we can do to come back. But ultimately, you're the only one that knows. So this pregnancy journey has been such a huge transformation for me, and it keeps being this way. And it's just inviting me to really like come back into my sovereign being. It's a gift. It's a blessing. I feel so grateful. And that's why, like, the biggest challenges and plot twists and shit, like, thing, like, I completely shattered my mind of how my life should look like. I was like, You know what? Like, I feel like I'm gonna get pregnant when I'm like in my 30s and I have like my booming career and my soulmate, and I'm living in this perfect tribe community and everyone's having kids and like we're like having kids together and we're all this soul family and like it's just perfect. You know? Life doesn't happen like that. Thank God it doesn't happen like that. Well, it can happen like that, but not because of the mind wanted that, you know? And again, God's plan is better than mine. That's why I'm like, God's plan is better than mine. I'm going to trust this. I'm going to trust my heart. This is great. So it's like, again, like, how can you see everything that comes to you as an opportunity every time you're triggered, every time you feel unsafe, every time you go into a pattern, every time anything happens, it's an opportunity. It's not there to test you and be like, in school, like, we're going to see if you get past this test. It's like, it's not. It doesn't come from like this strict dad, which I felt before. Like I was like, oh my God, the universe is testing me again. I don't want to be tested. Can you just leave me alone? But it's like, no, that's like my dad speaking. It's love, actually. It's love. It's love coming and kissing you. Be like, oh, how can we expand it more into love? And yeah, it's such a beautiful journey, life, to expand more into this. It's like, oh my God, it just gets better. It's hard, but it gets better, you know? And yeah.
I don't know why, but I was just tears were just rolling
I
down my face.
saw you.
I think it was when you were
So
talking about
beautiful.
choice, you know,
Yeah, the
at the end of the
choice.
day,
Yeah.
I'm so grateful to myself for the choices that I've made. And just thinking of the last few things that have happened in the last few months of, yeah, life has not played out how I expected it to at all. And it's thrown me curveballs and it's thrown me really interesting scenarios and things. And at every point, I chose myself and I chose
Yeah.
what I wanted and I chose what I needed and I chose to follow my intuition. And I think that is, we always have a choice whether to follow the mind or
Yes.
follow what's in within us. And I believe that we all absolutely know deep within us what our
Yes.
heart or our intuition or our gut is telling us. But do you feel safe enough to follow it? And
Yeah.
it's the, you know, your intuition will, or the universe will eventually send you such a clear sign, whether it's a illness, whether it's, you know, for me, I get hit in the head. Hello. this was definitely a heart opening. If you're watching the video, I'm just stroking my scar on my head. but you know, it will try to wake you up in ways. And again, if we
Yeah.
can look, just take a bit step back, get that perspective and surrender to it and be like, okay, what are you trying to show me? And sometimes you'll get the message like that if you're really
Yeah.
ready for it. And sometimes it will take time and sometimes it will evolve and it will change. But you know, that was a few weeks ago. I got a very, very clear, I can't remember the exact moment, but a very clear message of this is not for you any longer. And my
Yeah.
mind went into complete panic. And it
Yeah.
was such a battle of talking to friends about it. What do you think? Doing this. And it was sometimes when you have to go through that process, the very human
Yeah,
process of writing it
exactly.
all out. Talking to
Yeah.
friends, getting feedback, getting different opinions, when at the end of the day, inside we know. But of course, we just have to go
Yes.
through that human process. And that's why
Yeah.
it's amazing if it works to talk to someone about it, to start speaking. And then, you know, maybe your intuition will start speaking through you, or your heart will start speaking through you. And you'll be like, oh, I didn't
Yeah.
realize that. Or something's bothering you. But again, you're
Exactly.
not necessarily letting yourself listen. And then you start speaking or you start writing, and it's that, oh, that's what it was trying to tell me. Oh, God. And it's like, hey, it's okay. And it's, you don't ever have to make a decision day one. You know, you told me a few weeks after you found out that you were pregnant, because I knew you had to go through your whole process first before sharing it with
Yeah.
anyone as well. And it's, I think, it's that very, you know, you've got to make, if you get that gut decision, you've got to make that decision straight away. And it's like, no, sometimes it can be such a big shift, whether it's ending a career, a relationship, moving country, doing whatever, breaking off friendships, maybe breaking off from your family. It's a very human, terrifying experience. And it's okay to give yourself the time to go through the mind battle and to just allow your body to settle into it as well. It's almost like, for me, the image I just got was almost setting a match on fire, and that's your gut to be like, this is what we want to do. And then it's kind of just allowing it to burn out rather than that initial flame of like, now we've got to do it. And your body's like, oh my God, like, I'm not ready to hold this, especially if you're going through a big expansion and a big shift. Because now it's like following my intuition. A few years ago, it would have been, oh my God, that's really big. And now it's like, nope, that's the most normal thing for me. Like, to go and do
Yeah,
these things. And so,
exactly.
as I was saying, it's like that expansion, that spiral. And it's if we give ourselves that time to actually, for me, energetically, it's, oh my gosh, this is almost too big for my body to hold. My nervous system goes into panic. And how can I actually adapt my body? How can I grow my human body in a way to hold this energy? Because this is a big new energy. And there's so many different ways of doing that, of just trying to incorporate it. So even imagining, the thing that is happening or you've been guided to do, to be in front of you in a gold ball, and just slowly, bit by bit, that energy just drips into your body. Just gently, just allowing it to like infiltrate and integrate. And I think that's also another thing, like if you are doing the healing work, if you are doing your inner journey, you're not going to be able to do it within a week. It's going to be a process. It's going to take time, and to give yourself that time to integrate afterwards. You might have just gone through something really big, realized something, had a memory, worked through a trauma, whatever it is. And yes, your soul might have released it, but your body is still working through it. It's still working on releasing it. And it's not a one trick pony that, oh, I've done that trauma and it's gone. Of course, sometimes it's ready to go if your body is incredibly calm, and sometimes things are already ready to go without us even having to process them. And sometimes you might get that rush of emotion and you don't know where that's come from. But if you allow it to have that safety, have that sanctuary within you to be, hey, I'm feeling really emotional right now. I don't know why. I'm not going to try to figure it out, but can I just give myself the space to cry? Can I give myself the space to scream or just allow it to let go and release? And it's also that feeling of safety of, hey, it's okay to show my emotions. It's okay to release the emotions. And but then that integration period of, hey, you're probably going to feel a bit low afterwards because your body's gone through a big shift. Your soul's kind of realigned, and it's allowing yourself to just give yourself that time. And that's, I think, the safety in the word sanctuary has come up for me quite a bit. And yes, safety in one aspect, but that sanctuary within us of where can I tap into within my body that I know is that calm space. I know, oh, I can just come back to that. And even if everything around me, even if I don't even want to be in this place in that moment, this is my sanctuary within me. And it's, of course, it's a challenge. It is hard to get back to that place when you are in that fight flight response, but it is possible. But yeah, sometimes it just takes longer. And I think we've got to get out of that quick, I need it now. And I definitely do that. I'm like, oh no, I'm done with this. I'm ready to move on from this. Can we just like let it go and like cut the cords and I'm done, done. Bish bash bosh. It's like, no, you still got some things to work through. And it's having, again, to release the timeline, release, same with manifestation. I want this next week. Well, maybe you're not ready for it. Or maybe there's something better for you in 2 weeks' time. Release it. Yeah, that was my spiel.
Yeah, and it's beautiful what you said. It's about embodiment. And the body is the last to integrate, always. It's the physical realm, and it takes longer. And like we can know something and we realize something, like you said, in the head, but it takes time to embody. Are you truly living that wisdom? And it takes time, like you said. It's not like you can just do a quick fix and it's there, you know? I mean, maybe. And I think that's also kind of like, what do you need? Like, give yourself what you need to come back to into safety, come back to in. There's another word for it, like I've also been using as well, eternal beloved. It's like your in sanctuary. Your inner sanctuary is like your eternal beloved. It's like the part of you that just loves you and embraces you no matter what. No matter what, you can come back and embrace it by your eternal beloved, which is always there, no matter what happens, no matter how shitty you feel or how much you're bashing on yourself or you're making yourself wrong. You're always just loved in the sanctuary, in the embrace of the eternal beloved. I love that term because it's just kind of like this, ah.
I'm going to leave it there and make sure you come back for part two, where we talk all things about safety within relationships, people pleasing, manifestation, and all the good things. See you next week.